Brothers and sisters,
Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早。
If you could turn to Habakkuk chapter 3.
请大家打开哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3, we'll read verse 2.
第三章第二节。
Read starting from the second phrase. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. Remember mercy.
第二节，耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
And then in Joel chapter 2,
约珥书第二章。
Joel chapter 2, verse 25.
约珥书第二章第二十五节
through 27.
25到27节。
Then I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Thus you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other, and my people will never be put to shame.
我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、蚊子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。你们必多吃而得饱足，就赞美为你们行奇妙事之耶和华你们神的名。我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。你们必知道，我是在以色列中间，又知道我是耶和华你们的神，在我以外并无别神。我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。
And then finally in Haggai chapter 1.
最后我们读哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1 and verse 7.
第一章第七节。
We'll read from verse 7 through verse 11.
从第七节读到第十一节。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because my house, which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house. Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on what the ground produces, on men, on cattle, and on all the labor of your hands.
第七节到第十一节，万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收在家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军之耶和华说的。所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地上，山冈、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you once again. We can come before your word.
我们为着能够再次来到你话的面前，主，我们感谢你。
Lord, in these last days, Lord, we ask, Lord, do you have a word for us?
在这末后的时候，我们问神说，你对我们是否还有话说？
Do you have a word for us in the times that we live in?
当我们活着的时候，你是否还有话对我们说？
So Lord, we entrust this time into your hands.
我们将这时间交在你的手中。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we live in a very interesting time.
弟兄姐妹，我们活的时代是很有意思的一段时间。
I don't think I need to remind you But we're in the midst of a pandemic that's been going on for almost 18 months.
我想也不需要提醒大家，我们现在在这疫情当中已经都超过18个月了。
In many ways, it's very easy to look at it from a human perspective.
我们也很容易从人的角度来看这样的疫情。
As a matter of fact, we might even be distracted by all the things happening around us.
我们也很容易被我们周围所发生的事而分心。
Our focus may be on the number of cases.
我们的也许我们只专注有多少个疫啊，有多少有多少个 case.
Vaccination rates.
也就是有多少人接种了疫苗。
Whether to wear a mask or not.
我们是否需要戴口罩。
We worry about our children's schooling coming up in the fall.
我们也为着将要学校将要开学而担心。
Very natural for us to have many questions.
我们自然会有许多的问题。
And maybe some of us are even very distracted.
我们有些人已经非常分心了。
Maybe some of us are confused.
我们也许很疑惑。
Maybe some of us are impacted financially.
我们的财务情况也受到了影响。
Maybe we were impacted in other ways, health-wise.
也许我们也可能有我们的身体状况也可能受到了影响。
But brothers and sisters, what is the Lord's perspective?
但是弟兄姐妹，神是怎样看这件事？
And our hope this morning as to God's word, we can catch a glimpse of what is it that the Lord is doing.
弟兄姐妹，我盼望今天早上我们能够稍稍看到神的作为。
And if somehow our focus has been moved away from the Lord,
如果我们的焦点已经从神远偏开了。
Maybe because we were a little tired of meeting online.
也许因着我们在网上聚会也让我们开始厌倦了。
But may the Holy Spirit refocus our attention today.
愿圣灵今天让我们可以重新焦聚。
Because we know God is a God of purpose.
我们知道神是有目的的。
And his purpose has not changed.
他的目的也不会改变。
Now his plan may have been frustrated.
也许他的计划受到了搅扰。
But God is a God of recovery.
但是神是恢复的神。
And somehow, maybe even during these 18 months, something has been lost.
在这过去的18个月，也许失去了一些事情。
May the Lord recover his work.
愿神恢复他的工作。
Now there is a prayer that we read, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
有一个祷告是说，主啊，复兴你的工作，在这些年复兴你的工作。
If something has been lost, may the Lord recover that.
如果有东西失去了，愿主来复兴。
And we read in Joel that the Lord is able to make up for the years that were eaten away by the locusts.
我们读约珥书就告诉我们说，那些被蝗虫吃去的年，神是可以恢复的。
Maybe there were years that we wasted away.
也许我们失去了一些时光。
Maybe there were years that we lost our focus.
也许我们在一些时间失去了我们的焦点。
Maybe our focus was hoping that somehow this earthly government can somehow help us.
也许我们所关注的是盼望地上的政府可以对我们有一些帮助。
Maybe we're looking for someone that can politically can save us.
我们也许希望有人可以在政治上来拯救我们。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹。
Let us remember,
让我们记得,
God has a plan that is much greater than what's happening around us.
神的计划比我们周围所要发生的更大。
And somehow, through the prophet Haggai,
借着神借着先知哈该,
the Lord said to us, consider your ways.
神让我们思想我们的道路。
Maybe somehow we have lost our way.
也许我们在道路上迷失了。
Maybe we have focused on our own homes.
也许我们只专注自己的房屋。
On our own careers.
我们自己的事业。
On our children.
我们的孩子。
On making money.
赚钱。
Or other things.
或其他的事。
But through the prophet Haggai, he said, consider your ways.
但是神借着哈该告诉我们说要思想我们的道路。
And it's a very interesting passage.
这是非常有趣的一段经文。
Because if you remember, Haggai was speaking to the remnant.
因为你我们知道哈该是对神的余民说话。
Now the remnant, these are the people that came back from Babylon.
余民就是那些从巴比伦回来的人。
Now we know that the nation of Israel and the northern and southern kingdom, they were taken away.
我们也知道北国已经灭亡了。
The northern and southern kingdom were all taken away, deported.
无论是北国还是南国都已经灭亡了被掳了。
Now probably 2 million people were deported to Babylon.
也许有200万人被掳到巴比伦。
But we know that according to the book of Ezra, only about 50,000 came back.
但是呢，按照根据以斯拉书，我们知道只有大概五千人回来了，五万人。
So these 50,000, they knew the purpose of God.
这五万人他们是知道神的目的的。
They knew that the house of God needed to be rebuilt.
他们知道神的殿需要被重建。
They knew that somehow the temple needed rebuilt so the Messiah could come.
他们知道需要重建圣殿，这样弥赛亚才能够回来。
So they represented a group that understood the heart of God.
所以他们所代表的是明白神心意的一群人。
And they understood the purpose of God.
他们明白神的目的。
But brothers and sisters, here Haggai says, consider your ways.
但是这里哈该却说，你们要思想你们的行为和道路。
Because somehow you have lost your way.
因为你们在道路上迷失了。
You have somehow changed your focus.
你们的焦点改变了。
Now maybe you've been frustrated because those around you don't allowing you to build the house.
也许因为你们周围的环境不允许你们建殿，你们就泄气了。
And then the Lord says, verse 9, you look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away.
然后神对他们说，你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收在家中，我就吹去。
Why declares the Lord of hosts?
万军之耶和华为什么这样说呢？
He says, because of my house which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own home.
因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
Brothers and sisters, have we lost our way?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否失去了道路？
Have we lost our focus?
我们是否失去了我们的焦点？
And then verse 10, the Lord says, therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce.
然后第十节神说，所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。
I call for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on what the ground produces, on men, on cattle, and on all the labor of your hands.
我命干旱临到地上，山冈、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜以及人手一切劳碌所得来的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord said, because of you.
弟兄姐妹，神在这里说是因为你们的缘故。
Brothers and sisters, can you believe that could it be that this pandemic was brought by God? And he says, because of you.
弟兄姐妹，你是否想到吗？这次疫情神之所以允许这次疫情发生，可能是因为我们。
Is it that the Lord wants to recover His own work?
是否神是要恢复他自己的工作呢？
Somehow we became complacent.
有的时候我们会变成
complacent, become we don't care.
有的时候我们已经不在意了。
So, There's another passage, I think, that will echo this and found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
在历代志下第七章有一段经文和这个是可以呼应的。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain,Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
我若使天闭塞不下雨， 或是蝗虫吃这地的土产，或是瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Brothers and sisters, maybe this is even something that we bring up in our prayer meetings as we pray for the pandemic.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来到祷告聚会的时候，也许我们为疫情祷告的时候，也许这就是我们的祷告。
If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, I will heal their land and pray, and I will heal their land.
这称为我名下的民，若是自卑祷告，我就从天上垂听，医治他们的地。
But brothers and sisters, we have to remember the context of when the Lord said this.
弟兄姐妹，我们要记得神说这句话的上下文。
Brothers and sisters, if you read the beginning of chapter 7, the temple had just been finished by Solomon.
在第七章一开始的时候，是所罗门刚刚建成了圣殿。
And then in verse 8, it says, So Solomon observed the feast at the time for 7 days, and also Israel with him, a very great assembly who came from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt, and they celebrated and were dedicating the temple.
然后在第八节说，所罗门他就聚集所有的以色列人，成为大会，第八日设立严肃会，行奉献殿的礼七日，守节七日。
So brothers and sisters, it's in this context that the Lord says, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, in verse 11, oh, sorry, in verse 13.
在第十三节，在这种情形之下，神说，我若使天闭塞不下雨，或是蝗虫吃这地的土产，或是瘟疫流行在我民中。
Brothers and sisters, this is in the context of God building his house.
弟兄姐妹，这是神建他的殿的情形。
So it, somehow his plan is frustrated.
有的时候是神让我们看到神的计划可能会受到搅扰。
Somehow the people were distracted.
神的子民可能会分心。
Somehow they departed from the Lord.
他们有的时候会离开神。
Then the Lord will send these things to recover them.
神就会差派这些来恢复。
In order that my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
是我名下的子民自卑祷告，寻求我的面，脱离转离他们的恶行。
It is the mercy of God so that they can turn back towards him.
是神的怜悯使他们可以转回。
Brothers and sisters, so may the Lord encourage us this morning.
弟兄姐妹，愿神今天上午激励我们。
God has a wonderful eternal plan.
神有一个永远的美好的计划。
He wants to build his house.
他要建他的殿。
In the New Testament term, the Lord said, I will build my church.
在新约里面的话就是说，主说我要建造我的教会。
Could it be that somehow the testimony of God has been waned, or that light has lost its luster?
是不是神的见证失去了，或者呢，神的光已经失去了？
Somehow in Haggai, the remnant they lost their focus.
是不是神的余民因着某些原因，他们的焦点失去了？
So they started to look at themselves.
他们开始只顾自己。
They started to pay attention to things that concern themselves.
他们开始只关注他们自己关心的事。
But the house of God lies desolate.
但是神的殿却荒凉了。
So the Lord says, consider your ways.
神说要思想你们的行为。
Because the Lord wants to recover that which has been lost.
因为神要恢复所失去的。
And brothers and sisters, Sometimes, as we look at the outward things,
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们看外面事情的时候，
how can we be encouraged?
我们怎么能受到激励呢？
Maybe many in our midst have gone away.
也许我们当中很多人已经离开了。
Maybe outwardly, we think, well, how can the Lord work in such a pandemic?
从外面看, 也许我们会想,
But brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹,
the Lord is able to make up for those years lost to the Lord.
主能够恢复那些失去的,
so that's why,
失去的时光,
you read in Haggai chapter 2 and verse 4.
如果我们读哈该书第二章第四节,
But now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
耶和华说,所罗巴伯啊,虽然如此,你当刚强,约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚,你也当刚强,这地的百姓,你们都强,都当刚强做工。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, verse 6, Once more in a little while, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also, and the dry land.
第六节,万军之耶和华如此说,过不多时,我必再一次震动天地,沧海,
I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
我必震动万国,万国的珍宝必都运来,我就使这殿充满了荣耀,这是万军之耶和华说的。The
silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说,银子是我的,金子也是我的,这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀,在这地方, 我必赐平安,
Brothers and sisters, this is a prophetic word from Haggai.
弟兄姐妹,
now, on the one hand, as the remnant, they looked at what is it that they could build, they got very discouraged.
一方面,当这些渔民看到他们所能够建的时候,他们真的是很灰心,
How can it compare to the Temple of Solomon in full glory? But brothers and sisters, the Lord said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine.
但是主耶稣说,银子是我的,金子也是我的。
The Lord said, this is my work.
主说,这是我的工作。
And so we know that this prophecy actually had a immediate fulfillment and a distal fulfillment.
弟兄姐妹,我们知道这个预言有近期的应验,也有远期的应验。
And we know that later on, the temple was beautified as the gold and the silver were brought back from Babylon.
我们也知道后来当从巴比伦把金子银子带回来的时候,这个殿变得美丽。
So surely, the latter glory was greater than the former glory.
这后来的荣耀当然超过先前的荣耀。
But brothers and sisters, this has a much more profound fulfillment.
但是弟兄姐妹,这个还有一个更加荣耀的应验。
Because brothers and sisters, we know that the Old Testament is but a picture.
我们知道旧约就是一幅图画。
When we read about God building his house,
当我们读到神建造他的殿的时候,
when we see that the temple was built,
我们看到圣殿建成了。And
then it was rebuilt.
然后重建了。And
then beautified.
然后变得美丽。It's
actually a picture of the Lord building the church.
乃是神建造教会的一幅图画。So
brothers and sisters, just as we see happen in the Old Testament, these are pictures of what the Lord is doing in the New Testament.
就像我们看到旧约, 所发生的事情的时候,我们就知道这是神在新约里面所做的事。
And said the latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
这里讲后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, what is it that the Lord is doing?
神在做什么呢,弟兄姐妹?
So this passage should really remind us of Revelation chapter 21.
这段经文应该提醒我们启示录第二十章。
Now, Revelation chapter 21 tells us what will happen in the very end.
启示录21章告诉我们在最终要发生的事。
Now, when God's plan is finally fulfilled,
当神的旨意最终完成的时候,
when God's eternal purpose is finally fulfilled,
当神的计划最终实现的时候，
What is the picture that we see?
我们看到的是什么样的图画？
Revelation chapter 21 and verse 10, And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and allowed and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
二十章第十节，我就被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
In verse 18, the material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
第十八节，墙是碧玉造的，城是金晶的，如同明镜的玻璃。
And then verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
21节，12个门是12颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是金晶，好像明透的玻璃。
And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, and the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it.
我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿，那城内又不用日光、日月光照。因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
Brothers and sisters, in Haggai, the Lord said, I will shake the heavens, and I will shake the earth, the sea, and also the dry land.
弟兄姐妹，在哈该书里面，神说，我要震动天，我要震动地，我要震动海，我要震动旱地。
And I will finish my work.
我要完成我的工作。
And I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all the nations.
我要震动列国，他们要把万国的珍宝都运来。
Brothers and sisters, now we see the fulfillment of that wonderful prophecy.
弟兄姐妹，现在我们看到那个预言奇妙的应验。
That latter glory be greater than the former glory.
那末后的荣耀要远超过先前的荣耀。
And the kings of the earth will bring the glory into it.
万国的王要把珍宝带来。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful end.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个荣耀的结局。
Brothers and sisters, but did you realize that this is the exact work the Lord is doing today?
弟兄姐妹，我们也知道这就是神今天正在做的。
Now we know that city is the bride itself.
我们知道那个城就是心腹他自己。
Now we know that the Lord has not returned because the bride has not made herself ready.
我们也知道神还没有，主还没有回来，因为心腹还没有预备。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing the work of preparation.
主在做预备的工作。
He is shaking the heavens and the earth.
他要震动天，震动地。
So those things that can be shaken will be taken away.
凡能够被震动的都要除去。
Those that cannot be shaken will remain.
不能震动的要留下。
Brothers and sisters, what is it that's going to remain?
弟兄姐妹，什么可以留下呢？
We see that that city is made of gold, of pearl, and precious stones.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到那个城是由金、宝石和珍珠所建成的。
Brothers and sisters, today the Lord is shaking the world around us.
弟兄姐妹，神今天在震动我们的周围的，在震动我们的周围。
Do you believe that this is the Lord's explicit work?
你是否相信这是神明显的工作？
It's not by accident.
不是意外。
That this pandemic was not an accident.
你是否相信这次的疫情不是一个意外？
Do you trust that the Delta variant is not an accident?
你是否相信那个 Delta 的变种也不是意外？
Brothers and sisters, none of this is by accident.
弟兄姐妹，没有一样是意外。
The Lord is shaking the heavens and the earth.
神在震动天地。
And the Lord asks us, consider your ways.
神也要我们来思想我们的道路。
Are we allowing the Lord to do that work?
我们是否让神来做这样的工作？
Are we allowing the work of the Holy Spirit to transform us?
我们是否让圣灵的工作来改变我们？
Allow him to be conformed to the image of his Son.
是否让他把我们磨成神儿子的形象？
Are we focused on the right things?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有专注在正确的事上？
Are we somehow hoping that some political party is going to save us and deliver
我
us?
们是否希望一些政党能够拯救解脱我们？
Are we somehow caught up in the debate about vaccination?
我们是否我们的心只关注是否应该接种这件事上？
So, brothers and sisters, these are all so small in comparison with God's eternal purpose.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情和神永远的旨意相比，实在微不足道。
Does the house of the is the house of the Lord in desolation?
神的殿荒凉了。
Should we consider our ways, brothers and sisters?
我们是否要思想我们所失、我们、我们所浪费的？
What are we consumed by today?
今天我们的心被什么所消耗了？
Is our prayer, Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
我们祷告是不是说，主啊，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Do we have a prayer, Lord, may you have your way in our lives?
我们有没有祷告说，愿神你在我们的生命当中有道路。
The Lord says, come after me.
主说，来跟从我。
Take up your cross and follow me.
背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Brothers and sisters, are we allowing the Holy Spirit to do that work in our lives?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是让神圣灵在我们生命中来做他的工作？
Because brothers and sisters, that which is unseen is temporal.
弟兄姐妹，凡眼睛能够看见的都是暂时的。
Because the unseen is eternal.
不见的才是永远的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing an eternal work.
弟兄姐妹，神在做永远的工作。
It's a hidden work.
是隐藏的工作。
But are we allowing the Lord to do that work?
我们是否让主来做这样的工作？
Now, for there to be gold,
要成为金，要在那地方要有金金的话。
For there to be precious stones,
要有宝石。
For there to be pearl,
要有珍珠的话。
There is a cost to be paid.
必须要付代价。
Now, the Bible tells us that in New Jerusalem is going to be transparent gold.
圣经告诉我们说，耶路撒冷是透明的金晶。
Now, today, there is no transparent gold.
今天的金子没有透明的。
But brothers and sisters, the principle is the same.
但是原则是一样。
You know that in order for you to produce a diamond today,
今天如果要能够有磨出宝石来，
You have to take carbon.
你要从碳开始。
Which is very opaque.
是杂乱的。
And dark.
灰暗的。
And brittle.
粗糙的。
Just like when you write with a pencil, you're able to write because the pencil is very brittle.
你之所以就像用铅笔写字一样。你之所以能够用铅笔写，因为那个铅笔是很粗糙。
But things break off easily.
能够很容易折断。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing a work.
但是神在做他的工作。
If you take that same pencil graphite and put it under heat and pressure.
你把同样的那支铅笔把它放在热和压力之下。
And you give it enough time.
足够的时间
，the diamond will be produced，
就会产生宝石。
It becomes the hardest material known to man，
就成为人所知道的最坚硬的物质。
And it can also capture the light，
也可以也可以，它也可以吸收光。
That's why it's so beautiful，
这就是为什么那样的美丽。
Brothers and sisters， this is the work the Lord is doing today，
弟兄姐妹，这是神今天所做的工作。
Are we willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord?
我们是否愿意背起十字架跟从主？
Are we willing to receive and accept from the Lord the spouse He has given us?
我们是否愿意接受神所赐给我们的配偶？
The children He has given us.
他给我们的儿女。
The parents He has given us.
他所赐给我们的父母。
The in-laws He has given us.
他给我们的岳父岳母。
Are we willing to take up our cross and follow him?
我们是否愿意背起十字架来跟从他？
Are we willing to accept all the different things that the Lord is doing in our lives.
我们是否愿意接受神在我们生命当中所做的各样的工作？
The pressure and the heat.
压力和热。
And then allowing the Lord to remove the impurities in our lives.
允许让神将我们生命中的杂质除去。
So that which is very dark.
让那黑暗的。Very 粗糙的。
Very brittle, very brittle and weak.
软弱易脆的。
Strong.
变得刚强。
So that we may be conformed to the image of his son.
我们可以被磨成他儿子的形象。
We had no patience.
过去也许我们没有耐心。
Maybe we have a bad temper.
也许我们脾气很坏。
But now through the Lord's work of transformation.
但是借着神改变的工作。
We can become patient.
我们可以变得有耐心。
We can become gentle.
我们变成温柔。
Somehow the character of Christ is built up in us.
让神的性情可以建成在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, the picture of New Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，新耶路撒冷的图画。
Is a picture of the Lord's finished work.
是代表神完成的工作。
Brothers and sisters, do we know that this is what the Lord is doing?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否知道这是神现在正在做的？
Do we accept the Lord's dealing with us from the bottom of our hearts?
我们是否能够接受神在我们内心深处所做的对付我们的工作？
Or are we finding ways to escape that situation?
我们是不是要想方设法逃避这样的情形？
Maybe we don't have a job that we enjoy very much.
也许我们的工作不是我们非常喜欢的。
Maybe we have a boss that's not very nice.
也许我们的老板也不也啊，也许我们的老板也并不啊，并不友好。
Is our reaction to say, "Well, I'll just find another job"?
我们的反应是否说，那我就换一个工作呢？
I'll just look for another boss.
换一个老板呢。
And that's what people of the world do.
这是世界上的人所做的。
If I don't like my wife,
如果不喜欢妻子，
I'll just divorce her.
我就跟她离婚。
I'll find another one.
我再换一个。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
the Lord has arranged all these environments around us.
神在我们周围安排着一切环境。
Because he's looking to secure something of eternal value.
因为他要在我们里面做成有永恒价值的东西。
So brothers and sisters, he says, I will once again shake heaven and shake the earth.
他说我要再一次震动天地。
So in order that the latter glory of that house would be greater than the former glory.
为了使那个殿后来的荣耀远超过先前的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to allow the Lord to do that work?
我们是否让神来做这样的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is what he is doing today.
弟兄姐妹，这是他今天正在做的。
And brothers and sisters, this pandemic is a part of his work.
弟兄姐妹，今天的疫情是他工作的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to get caught up in the outward.
弟兄姐妹，我们非常容易为外面的事情把我们的心抓住。
But somehow we forgot God's eternal purpose.
让我们不知不觉忘记了神永远的目的。
Somehow, the greatest thing that the Lord is doing is to change us and transform us.
让神正在做的事情在改变我们。
To become what he wants us to be.
让我们成为他所希望的。
Brothers and sisters, are we comfortable with who we are today?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否对我们今天这个样子满意呢？
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing a work.
但是弟兄姐妹，神在做他的工作。
And this is the call of the ages.
这是世世历代神对我们的呼召。
Said, come back.
说你们要归回。
So verse in Haggai chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified.
哈该书一章八节说，你们要上山取木料。建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得着荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
Brothers and sisters, the wood speaks about the cross.
弟兄姐妹，这里的木讲到的就是十字架。
That is how the Lord is going to rebuild his house.
神用着木材、十字架来建造他的殿。
Are we willing to put the Lord first?
我们是否把神摆在首位？
Are we willing to say, Lord, have your way?
是否我们对神说，神啊，照你的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, it's very subtle.
弟兄姐妹，这是很微妙的事。
Somehow, it's so easy for us to think that going to work is just a routine.
有的时候我们很容易以为我们去上班就是例行公事。
It is so easy for us to say, well, we're just raising our kids, feeding them 3 meals a day, getting them clothes.
我们很容易说，我们就是为了把我们的孩子带大，让他们一天三顿有饭吃。
But do we believe with our hearts that all things work together for good?
但是我们是否相信万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处？
For those that are called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
Because God, in that context, it says that he is glorification.
因为在那里面，神所说的是让我们得荣耀。神做他让我们得荣耀的工作。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
让我们可以被磨成他儿子的样式。
That is the work of beautification.
就是神所做的，神让我们神做的让我们成圣的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，consider your ways.
神说你们要思想自己的行为。
Go up to the mountains and bring wood and rebuild the temple.
要上山取木料建造圣殿。
But brothers and sisters, God's encouragement is this. He says, "Be strong and courageous."
神用这样的话来激励我们说，你们要刚强壮胆。
The Lord didn't just say it once, he said it 3 times.
他不只说了一次，而是说了三次。
He said, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous.
人说，你们要刚强壮胆，刚强壮胆。
So, the word used in Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 4 is the word chazak.
在哈该书第二章第四节，神在那里所用的字是约萨达，
Chazak. So it means be strong.
它的意思是说刚强。
Now in Jewish tradition, after they read the 5 books of Moses, they would encourage one another and say, Chazak, Chazak, Venich Chazak. So it's hard for brother to translate.
在犹太人的传统中，当他们将摩西五经读完之后，他们要彼此激励说要刚强，要刚强。
Now it's very interesting because it said 3 times.
非常有趣的是，这里说了三次。
It says, be strong, let us be encouraged.
说你们要刚强，要刚强，要得激励。
Now the first two.Are singular.
前面两次用的是单数的。
But the third one is corporate.
而第三次则是复数的。
So, brothers and sisters, if you read in Haggai chapter 2, the first take courage is said to Zerubbabel.
如果我们读哈该书第二章，第一次讲到刚强的时候，是对所罗巴伯说的。
And the second one, take courage, is said to Joshua, son of Jehozadak.
那第二次呢，则是来激励约撒达的儿子约书亚。
And then the third one, however, it says, and all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord.
第三次则是说，这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，这是万军之耶和华说的。
The third one is corporate.
第三次用到的时候是对团体讲的。
Brothers and sisters, this call to recovery is not just individual.
弟兄姐妹，这恢复的呼召不单单是对个人说的。
But it's corporate.
也是对团体说的。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for giving us one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的感谢主啊，把弟兄姐妹赐给我们。
We can encourage one another.
我们可以彼此激励。
I don't know what you think about when you think about your brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你想到弟兄姐妹的时候，你心里面什么感觉？
Maybe sometimes you think, oh, there's such a problem.
有的时候你心里面讲说，他们都是问题太多了。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord gave us one another so we can encourage one another.
弟兄姐妹，神让我们互有彼此呢，是为了让我们彼此激励。
And we know that this house is a corporate testimony.
我们也知道这个殿是团体的见证。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's work in each one of us is a little bit.
神在我们每个里面做那一点点。
But then as he puts us together,
但是把我们摆在一起的时候，
maybe we are just one block.
也许我们只是一块材料。
So Peter says, you are living stones.
神说，彼得说你们是活石。
But if you ever see the temple,
但是你见到，有没有看到圣殿？
You see that the temple is made up of different blocks of stone put together.
圣殿是由不同的建造的石头摆在一起的。
Now we know that those stones are cut in secret.
我们也知道这些石头是在隐秘的地方被切成的。
Now,
被切造出来的。
The Holy Spirit is doing a work in secret.
圣灵在做隐秘的工作。
And then putting us together.
然后把我们放在一起。
Now sometimes between each of the stones there needs to be cutting.
有的时候在这些石头要摆在一起是需要被需要切凿的。
Maybe we will rub against each other.
也许我们放在一起的时候会彼此摩擦。
But it doesn't mean that we'll kick that stone away.
但是并不是说我们要把那块石头踢走。
But the Lord is cutting and removing that which causes the friction.
神要切割，要把那些产生摩擦的部分切掉，去掉。
And then putting us together.
然后把我们放在一起。
And this work is done in secret.
而这工作是在，是在隐秘当中，隐秘处做成的。
So brothers and sisters, as each of us take up the cross and follow the Lord.
当我们每一个人背起十字架跟随主的时候。
As each of us produce the fruit of the Spirit,
我们有没有我们每个人有没有结出圣灵的果实
？Patience of Christ,
基督的忍耐
；The gentleness of Christ,
基督的温柔。
The Lord is doing a specific work in a brother or a sister.
也许神在某个弟兄姐妹身上有特别的工作。
That's why we read about the manifold wisdom of God.
就是我们这样，让我们就可以看到神所显明的智慧。
His manifold wisdom, 百般的智慧，
百般的智慧。
So you see, all of us are different.
我们每个人都是不一样的。
But the Lord put us together.
神把我们摆在一起。
So that encouragement, take courage, is not just individual.
所以神所说的你们要刚强壮胆这样的鼓励的话，并不是只对个人说的。
That encouragement is a corporate encouragement.
那是一个对一个团体的激励。
So the Lord said, I will build my church.
神说我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades should not prevail against it.
阴间的权势不能胜过它。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a theoretical work.
弟兄姐妹，这不是理论上的工作。
The Lord knows what he's doing.
神知道，主知道他所做的。
The question is, are we aware that he's doing that work?
问题是我们是否知道神在做这个工作
？Or is somehow our focus so taken away？
还是我们的注意力被完全的被我们的注意力完全的移到别的地方去了
？May the Lord refocus us this morning。
愿神今天早上让我们再次能够关注在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit says, "Consider your ways."
圣灵对我们说，思想我们的道路。
Because if you focus on the wrong things,
如果我们的焦点在错误的事情之上，
you try to fill your pockets with a lot of money.
我们所关注的就是让我们口袋里有许多的钱。
Remember that your pockets have holes, and then the money will go away.
你就会发现你的口袋有洞，钱会失去。
Because somehow lies in desolation.
如果因为呢？当神的殿荒凉的时候
So brothers and sisters, may we allow the Lord to do this work of recovery?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否让神来做这恢复的工作？
May we have this prayer, revive thy work in the midst of the years?
我们是否有这样的工作？说神啊，复兴你的在啊，在这个时间来复兴你的工作。
But we thank the Lord is merciful. He's able to make up for the years eaten away by the locusts.
我们感谢主，因为神是怜悯的，他能够让我们那被蝗虫所失去的那些时光，他能够帮我们恢复。
The Lord says, be courageous.
神说，你们要刚强。
He said it three times.
3次。
We should always also be reminded when Joshua was going to take the people of Israel into the land of Canaan, the Lord also said, be strong and courageous three times.
我们要记得，当约书亚带着神的子民要进迦南的时候，神也对约书亚说了三次：“你要刚强壮胆。
So the Lord says today, be strong and courageous. I am with you.
神今天对我们说：“你们要刚强壮胆，我与你们同在。
Are we willing to cooperate with him?
我们是否愿意与神同工？
Are we able to return?
我们是否能够回转？
Are we able to humble ourselves?
我们是否能够谦卑？
And pray
祷告，
and turn from our wicked ways.
从我们邪恶的道路上回转，
Then the Lord will heal the land.
然后神要医治这地。
Brothers and sisters, according to the Lord's word,
弟兄姐妹，照着主的话。
That if we turn around,
如果我们回转,
if the Lord is after what he's after,
如果神找到他要找到的,
then I'm sure the Lord can easily take away the pandemic.
我相信主可以很容易的就是啊，就解决疫情。
Because God is after something.
因为神在寻找。
He's out to secure something.
他要确定一些事情。
That's why the Lord has sent these things.
这就是主为什么让这些事情发生。
The Lord's work is much greater than us.
神的工作当然高过我们的道路工作。
And of course, this is an opportunity for the gospel to be preached.
当然这是啊福音传传我们传福音的机会。
Maybe this is also a work of recovery for the unbelievers.
也许呢。这是那些让不信的人让他们可以恢复的机会。
But brothers and sisters, based on what the Lord says in His Word,
但是按照神在他自己话里面所说的
，The Lord said, "Because of you, these things have happened."
但主说，因着你们的缘故，所以才有这些事。
Because this is what concerns His heart.
因为这是他心里面所关注的。
That His Son may have first place in everything.
使他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
But he has to start with us.
但是他要从我们开始。
Brothers and sisters, is he first in our lives?
让他在我们生命中成为首位。
Before he's going to be all in all in the whole universe, is he all in all for us?
他在他成为宇宙的一切的一切之前，他是否在我们当中成为一切的一切？
May the Lord help us and give us clarity on this matter.
让神帮助我们，让我们可以清楚地知道这件事。
That we may respond to his call.
我们可以回应他的呼召。
We may consider our ways.
可以考虑思想我们的道路。
We may go to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple.
我们可以带着木材上山来建造圣殿。
May the Lord encourage our hearts.
愿神激励我们的心。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
主啊，我们将这些话交回在你的手中。
Lord, how often we forget that you have an eternal plan.
主啊，我们常常忘记你有永远的计划。
Lord, you are doing a work.
主啊，你在做工。
Lord, may we repent.
愿我们悔改。
May we turn from our wicked ways.
愿我们从罪恶的道路回转。
Lord, may we be reminded that we are to focus on what concerns your heart.
愿你再次提醒我们，你的心中所关注的是什么。
Lord, if we have lost our way,
如果我们在道路上迷失了。
If we have lost our focus,
如果我们失去了我们的注意力。
Lord, we pray for your mercy to refocus us.
我们求你赐给我们恩典，让我们可以重新关注在你的身上。
To allow you to do the work in us individually as well as corporately.
让你可以在我们个人，在我们团体来做你恢复的工作。
Lord, may you gain for yourself a church glorious.
愿你在你的教会当中能够得到荣耀。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
我们将这些话交回在你的手中。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。 Amen.